And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Baruggi. This is the podcast that demystifies the cloud, fintech, everything around it. And let's jump right into it, folks. And this week, I have got something that I want to discuss with you. It's an op-ed that I had published in on CNBC Online, and it's really about tariffs, and it's about a solution to tariffs. You know, look, the reality is this, folks. You know, there is a 21st century solution right now at our fingertips. We're fighting this war with China, dumping steel, dumping aluminum, and we have a tool right at our fingertips called blockchain. Right, and it's so very important. I mean, look, you know, let's understand, tariffs in and of themselves, folks, are very, very old. Not only are they very old, it's protectionism, right? So the reality is that here we have a word that is derived from Aramaic, all right, so it gives you an idea of how old it is, and yet here we are still using them in this digital 21st century economy when we could do other things. And, you know, when I'm talking about blockchain, I want people to understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about smart contracts, all right? I'm talking about creating smart contracts where we find the origination of the steel stamped on every load, or aluminum, or whatever it might be. All right, you do that with crude now. I don't know whether you know that or not, but you know, for those of you that understand the way that oil market works around the world, there are people that can pinpoint every bit of oil that's being produced around the world at any given time. This way, you actually avoid dumping of oil. Remember, a lot of these companies and countries, for that matter, you know, are subsidized by the price of oil. So dumping oil is so very important to them. Well, how do they prevent that? Well, you know, again, diamonds are another commodity that I could tell you right now. It's been serial. They have serial numbers for rough cut diamonds, and then they have them for the cut diamonds. Well, what do I really mean by that? Well, the fact is that the groundwork has already been laid for smart contracts, all right, created by blockchain technologies, which allows for the irrefutable certainty of the origin of any product produced or traded around the world. How about that? By tagging the origin of the products, folks, all right, it's no longer trust and verify. It becomes proof or no trade. The supply chain will never be the same. I want you to understand that. You know, people always tell us that blockchain is going to change the world. Well, they always talk about financial services. Well, here is something that people are not really thinking about, and I want you to think outside the box. I want the WTO to think outside the box. I want the U.S. to think outside the box. I hope Larry Kudlow ends up being the successor to Gary Cohn, because he'll think outside the box. We're going to continue this in just a couple of minutes. I'll be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome, everybody. We're listening to Cloud Sense again. This is a show that I'm really doing that's a little near and dear to my heart, only because I wrote this op-ed, and you can get online. We're posting it on our site. All right, you can go to CNBC.com if you want. You can punch in my name and my last name in the keyword there, and you can get all my videos and all my op-eds. But more importantly, this is something that I wrote that I think is a solution to tariffs. You know, look, we're fighting, as I said before, a 21st century war with 19th century weapons. All right? Or better yet, for those of you that are listening, which will really, you know, resonate with you, we're fighting a digital war with analog weapons. How about that? All right? Because that's essentially what this is all about. You know, really, when you start to use blockchain, folks, which I'm talking about instead of tariffs, I'm talking about tagging everything out there that's traded around the world. All right? That's the way you do it. This changes the game for those that are looking to dump products around the world. Imagine if any load of steel produced in China were tagged on the blockchain. All right? And it was being moved around the world. You know exactly where the origin of that steel was, regardless of who sells it. The blockchain is a don't trust, prove it solution to free trade issues. And here we have it at our fingertips. And guess what? The global infrastructure which is needed to make this vision a reality now exists. The cloud market, the maturation of the cloud has given us the ability to be able to do this. The cloud is the cornerstone of this concept, folks. Understand that, all right? And now has never been a better time for the cloud to be able to handle these types of transactions. All it's going to do is speed them up over time. All right, as the cloud gets even faster and better, and we know that's going to happen. I mean, Moore's Law dictates that. But imagine that. You know, but here's the one thing that we should all agree on, all right? And this is something that I guess is, if you don't take any other line away from this podcast, I want you to take this line away, all right? We should all agree that you cannot fight a digital economic war with analog ideology, which is something that has been going on now for a while. But it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, whether you're embracing the future or not, and whether you might have a Luddite mentality. I mean, we know those that don't embrace technology. We know those that fight technology. We call them Luddites for a reason, all right? Because historically, those are the people all the way back to biblical days that did not like change. Well, guess what, folks, all right? Luddites are the ones that end up just disappearing and go by way of the dinosaur, all right? But imagine a technology that allows cheaters to be found immediately. Free trades, folks, all right? Hey, look, you know, I'm a big believer in free trade, but it's got to be fair trade, all right? Fair trade. And look, any protectionism at all nauseates me, absolutely. But unless you have free trade, you cannot have orderly markets. Now is the time for the U.S., for us to step up, all right? The WT, for the rest of the civilized world to say, aha, that's it. Let's finish it up. Let's do it right. Blockchain instead of tariffs, folks. This is Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll talk to you soon.